Good morning from Radio SLCC. I'm Amy Schaefer, the editor-in-chief over at the Globe newspaper here at Salt Lake Community College. And today we have a great guest. We have Austin. I have tried to say your name a few times. Is it Fashionpar?
It is. Yep. Austin Fashionpar.
Look at that. I got it. I've practiced it about 10 times. So how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for calling in. So the Globe has been working with the new Voter Engagement Committee to gather story ideas leading up to Election Day. So it is election season. Can you tell me a little bit about this Voter Engagement Committee?
Yeah, so the Voter Engagement Committee is kind of a new idea that we're trying at the college. And the overall goal is just to increase democratic participation among our students. So unfortunately, kind of throughout the board, our voting rate compared to most institutional averages is on the low side. For instance, in 2018, we only had a 36.3% voting turnout rate throughout our entire student population. So the goal of the committee is just to increase democratic participation.
Awesome. And how are some of the ways you hope to do that?
That's a great question. So there's a few ways of doing this. So we've partnered with some community partners, one of the biggest being Voterize and League of Women Voters. And some of the data that they suggest says that students, the reason why they don't turn out to vote is two big reasons. Number one is that they feel that the system just doesn't quite work for them, so there's no point in voting. And the second reason is they just don't know how to vote. So how we're going to do this is a variety of tabling events and as well as informational sessions to just show people how to register to vote, how to do the voting process, and as well as why to vote and why your vote is important and how it affects your local community.
So you're really pushing voter education.
Yes. Yep.
So I've been reading a little bit. You were the first one of a group, and we're going to have a series, which I'm very excited about. I'm not sure if everybody who's writing, and maybe you can help me out, is part of the committee.
They're not. So we actually have a pretty diverse group of students. So a good chunk of them are from the Student Leaders and Civic Engagement team down at the SLCC Thane Center. And we've also been talking to numerous other student leaders. We're trying to get a really diverse student voice on this. And exactly who those people are, we will we'll keep you updated on that.
Okay, so your topic is kind of clean air and a sustainable future for Utah. And what I liked about this is you talk really about how issues don't just affect us, you know, globally and in the far future. It's kind of a local and immediate.
Yeah. So often when we discuss like climate change and global warming, it's really set on like a big idea, you know, like the Arctic shelf is melting. And for the average American, that's kind of a, you know, so what, right? Mm-hmm. So a tactic that, you know, we've kind of seen in the shift is shifting to talking about local issues. So how is it going to affect your community? When we talk about the Clean Water Act, we're not just talking about some, you know, ocean that you don't, you know, if you live in Ohio, you don't really care about the ocean, right? Mm-hmm. However, the river that you fished at for 25 years that you don't know is downstream from a local mining operation, that's going to resonate with you a lot more if we just go ahead and focus on the local issues. And frankly, here in Utah, we have a lot to lose when it comes to climate change.
Right. And I was looking here and you talk a lot about what we have to lose. And you also talk a lot about, you know, places people can go to look up information about what we have to lose, which is fantastic. You talk a lot about the inland port. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the inland port, that, I mean, from the get-go is just kind of a controversial area. So pretty much the general gist of what an inland port is it's just an area. So when commerce is traded in an international scale, it kind of needs a place to go and to be placed. And usually this rests on local harbors. So for instance, in California. However, you can go ahead and take pressure off of those harbors by making inland ports, which are just as I said, pretty much giant storage places. The environmental concern with these is, number one, they take up a lot of land. There's a lot of stuff that's, you know, constantly coming and going. And also with that increased traffic, there is a lot of emissions from, like, travel to, you know, trucking, and then supporting the whole transportation structure to support that. And there's been quite a lot of controversy just with the selection, the placement of that. It's been chosen in a place that is very near to the Salt Lake, Great Salt Lake, which the Great Salt Lake is a very important bird refuge, migratory bird refuge. And there's also a lot of questions on exactly, you know, what, you know, is this going to further reduce our valley's air quality? So that's been a conversation, and I encourage everybody to go ahead and just, you know, talk to our legislatures and, you know, let's get the facts before we go ahead and make such a big monumental decision.
Right. And, you know, and what this really, I think, is putting out there, the Voter Engagement Committee, these op-eds that we will be running weekly at the Globe, is how a vote can start a change, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a lot of people, they think that their vote really doesn't matter. However, you know, as I say in the op-ed, there's been plenty of times where a single vote has changed an entire election. And I think a really great example of this is our local House election. Ben McAdams beat out Mia Love by only about 600 votes.
Yeah.
That is a tiny, tiny margin. So really, 600 people, just their votes made the huge difference in our local politics.
That's true. So Austin, if anybody is interested in getting involved with you guys, how can they do that?
Well, the best way is to go ahead and reach out to, get involved with what?
The Voter Engagement Committee.
Oh, the best way to do that is to go ahead and reach out to me, actually. I would be a great resource. My name is just austin.fashionpar@slcc.com. You can also swing by the Thane Center or the Student Life and Leadership Office, and we would be happy to take you on board of the team.
Awesome. All right. So Bruins, I really suggest you go to globeslcc.com. Like I said, we rolled out the first of, I think there's going to be 7 or 8 in our series of op-eds regarding issues that are really going to affect you locally. And Austin's op-ed has a lot of links and a lot of resources to get you started. So like I said, go to globeslcc.com and you can check out Austin's op-ed and more. And we'll also get this radio interview up there as well. So Austin, I just want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right. Have a good afternoon.
You too.
Bye.